KE1X News.
It's 3 degrees and partly cloudy at 11:59. From the QNET Newsroom, good afternoon, I'm Evan McClelland. A company that oversees school bus transportation for three Central Ontario school boards in the Peterborough area says it accidentally posted information about students online. The Student Transportation Services of Central Ontario says an internal staff training document was inadvertently shared on Facebook and Twitter while posting an update regarding bus operator contract negotiations last week. The company which runs the school buses for the Kawartha, Pine Ridge, Mon Avenir Catholic, and Peterborough Victoria school boards says the document included a link that allowed access to information about students, including their date of birth and address. It says that it removed the PDF and closed off access to the database as soon as it learned of the issue. But it says information about a small number of students was accessed and those affected have been notified. The company says it has put measures in place to prevent this from happening again, but did not provide details. A man walked into Northumberland Hills Hospital with multiple stab wounds just after one this morning. Police say his injuries were serious, but not life-threatening. Police are looking for the suspect, who they say is a 25-year-old man with white skin and sandy brown hair. They say he is unshaven and wearing a dark blue toque and glasses. Police ask that if you have any information to call the Coburg Police or Crime Stoppers. There is a water leak today in Wellington, and emergency repairs are in progress. Wellington Main Street will be reduced to one lane near its intersection with Wharf Street, and motorists are advised to avoid the area if at all possible. The county does not expect the repairs to impact water quality. However, water pressure loss and colored water may be experienced by those in the area. To fix said problems, the county advises people to flush their water lines in the nearest cold water tap to the water meter once the maintenance is done. Repairs are expected to be completed at 5 p.m. today. The YMCA of Peterborough, Kingston, Brockville, and the Quinte region have finished their first phase of talking and talking about operating more efficiently. Cody Starr has the story.
Mary Klusterman, the CEO of the Kingston YMCA, says phase one was just the beginning, looking at whether or not issues would stand in the way. The next phase gets more serious.
So the second phase will be a deeper dive, where we will involve lawyers and accountants and have quite an in-depth look at our operations and make sure there isn't anything, again, that might preclude us working together. We don't anticipate there being anything, but it's always good to do your best due diligence.
The Y merger is of people, not places. Klusterman says right now most people that work for the Y perform more than one role, which can lead to problems in efficiency. But she says with a merger, things will change.
When we're larger, then you can have one person doing one job, and you get well-qualified, well-credentialed people sitting doing those tasks. And that is a much more effective way of operating.
This is a national initiative, Klusterman says. In order for the YMCAs to thrive, they need to work together. Cody Starr, QNET News, Belleville.
A Saskatchewan court's decision to acquit Gerald Stanley for the killing of Colton Bushy has sparked many conversations about the treatment of Indigenous people in the Canadian justice system. Paul Latchford, the coordinator of Indigenous services at Loyalist College, says the justice system is only part of the problem.
I'm not sure there's just one issue. There's probably more to it. And like you say, unfortunately, it's upset our communities. And maybe that's the way that needs to happen. Maybe that brings more awareness.
Latchford says he hopes this recent court case will create awareness about the challenges faced by Indigenous people. The federal government is said to be working on a legal framework to guarantee Indigenous rights following the comments from Prime Minister Justin Trudeau. Trudeau says the Constitution recognizes the rights of Indigenous Canadians, and it's time the government did too. Trudeau made the comment as he arrived for a Liberal caucus meeting today in Ottawa, in advance of a speech he'll be giving on Indigenous self-determination in the House of Commons.
We have a a constitution that created a space for indigenous rights, but over the past decades, we haven't done a very good job of putting those rights at the forefront of all our decision makings and all our engagement with them.
Reports indicate the federal government is expected to create a legal framework to guarantee the rights of Canada's Indigenous peoples, with the aim of reducing court challenges to those rights. In international news, Israeli police have recommended corruption charges be laid against embattled Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. The head of the centrist Israeli party called on Netanyahu to resign and defended his decision to cooperate with police in their corruption investigation of the Prime Minister. Yair Lapid said, like any law-abiding citizen who is asked by the police to help get them the truth, I want to answer all of their questions. The Yish Atid leader has drawn heat over the affair. A Netanyahu ally called him a snitch. Lapid said, that's how criminals talk, not public servants. He said Netanyahu should vacate his post for the good of the country, and that it is impossible to govern while you spend most of your time with your lawyers and responding to the press. Meanwhile, in the USA, authorities are investigating a shooting outside the National Security Agency campus this morning. Sagar Magani has more.
The agency's campus is at Fort Meade, Maryland, in the Washington, D.C. suburbs. Police surrounded a handcuffed man outside a secure gate after a black SUV ran into a barrier. Washington's WRC-TV showed images of a police and fire department response and reported bullet holes could be seen in the SUV's front window. A Garrison spokeswoman says one person was injured in the shooting and taken to a hospital. Officials here say President Trump has been briefed on the incident. Sagar Magani at the White House.
That's QNET News on 91X to 1206. Sports is next.
Ugh, Daryl's late again. I'll see you at 5 and raise you 10.
Same old boring games night. Board Game Man is here to save the day.
Wow, Dungeons and Dragons, Magic, Warhammer, where did you get all of this?
Scallywag Toys, Belleville's neighborhood games and toy store.
Scallywag Toys is your headquarters for board games, card and dice games, games of all kinds. Scallywag Toys, 302 Front Street, downtown Belleville. For more info on gaming nights, go to scallywagtoys.ca.
QNET Sports. In NHL action, Boston beat Calgary 5-2, and the Sens were defeated by the Penguins 6-3. Meanwhile, in the NBA, the Toronto Raptors beat out the Miami Heat 115-112. We have an update. We have a 2018 Winter Olympics update from Mike McDonald.
From the Canadian Press Sports Desk, here's your Winter Games update. Day 5 of competition at the Pyeongchang Games was a quiet one for Canada following a flurry of medal wins over the past 3 days. Canada currently sits 4th in the overall medal standings with 10. That's 3 gold, 4 silver, and 3 bronze. Germany leads with 12 overall, including 7 gold medals, while the Netherlands and Norway each have 11 medals overall. 2 straight wins for Canada's Kevin Cooey in Olympic men's curling competition. The Calgary skip earned a 5-3 win over Italy's Joel Retornaz in the first draw before defeating Kyle Smith of Great Britain 6-4 in the second. Cooey's Canada rink returns to action tomorrow against Norway. The Canadian women's hockey team resumes its rivalry with the U.S. tonight in a battle of undefeated squads. Canada won the 6-game pre-Olympic series against their arch rivals 5-1. We'll get our first look at the Canadian men tomorrow morning against Switzerland. From the Canadian Press, I'm Mike McDonald.
In other Olympic news, athletes, coaches, and officials are dealing with delays in some Olympic events due to strong, icy winds in Pyeongchang. Alex Stone reports officials are trying to make sure all alpine races get completed.
There's a lot of hope here and crossed fingers that the winds will cooperate. They've got to get some of the alpine events in. If they don't, the schedule is going to get very back heavy. They've had to delay several alpine events, also the biathlon, because of the winds.
Only one of 4 scheduled alpine ski races was run today because of the strong winds at both hills being used for the games. In CFL news, the Ottawa Red Blacks signed Canadian receiver Julian Faioli-Gudino to a 1-year contract Wednesday, the second day of the CFL free agency. Faioli-Gudino had 45 catches for 462 yards and 3 touchdowns last season with Winnipeg. The former Laval star spent the last 4 years with the Blue Bombers after starting his CFL career with Toronto. Ottawa also re-signed Canadian long snapper Tanner Dole. The Toronto Argos signed American kicker Swayze Waters to a one-year contract today. Waters spent 4 seasons with Toronto from 2012 to 2015 before signing with the Carolina Panthers before the 2016 season. Waters returned to the CFL in 2017. Waters, a native of Jackson, Mississippi, made 101 of 127 field goals during his tenure with Toronto, as well as all 98 converts he attempted. Waters helped Toronto win the Grey Cup in 2012 and was the CFL's top special teams player in 2014. And that's the sports. Send us your team or league scores via email to qnetnewsdesk@gmail.com. And now the weather. Forecast for Belleville. Today is partly cloudy with a high of +4. Tonight will be cloudy with periods of light rain and a low of 0. Tomorrow, expect periods of light rain ending in the morning and then a mix of sun and clouds with a high of +5. At 12:10, it's 3 degrees. QNET News on the air and on 91X and online at qnetnews.ca. Remember to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. I'm Evan McClelland. News on 91X, next at 1.